As we continue to worship this morning, I invite you to take out your Bible and turn with me to John chapter 1. So I'll give you a few minutes to turn in there. That is in the New Testament. It is the fourth gospel, so Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And as we prepare to read this, know that we are all called to follow Jesus. In some form or another, Jesus calls us to follow him, to be with him, to experience him. And often, that call begins with listening to him. Let's find out more. Here in John chapter 1, follow along as we read the good news of verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus wanted to go into Galilee, and he found Philip. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and the prophets, Jesus, Joseph's son from Nazareth." And Nathanael responded, "Can anything from Nazareth be good?" Philip said, "Come and see." And Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, and he said about him, "Here is a genuine Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are God's son. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. I assure you that you will see heaven open up and God's angels going up to heaven and down to earth on the human one." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lord, as we meditate on these passages this morning, you know us and you call us by name. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to hear you over all the things that would distract us from you. Help us to listen and to hear your words. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, when was the last time you heard God speak to you? I mean, when was the last time you heard God speak to you out loud? I imagine most of us are thinking, hey, if I hear God speaking to me out loud, have my head checked out, right? Really, though, have you ever heard God speak to you out loud? You know, it happens. And it's very rare. Instead, sometimes we hear God speak to us into our heart, or God's Spirit speak to our spirit. And this can be in a moment where we suddenly know something that we didn't know before, or we're suddenly moved to act in a way to offer compassion or help to someone, or to lift someone up or encourage someone or get someone out of trouble. But one time, God spoke to someone, and they didn't know it was God speaking to them. There was a boy named Samuel, and he was working for Eli, the priest. And according to the ancient Jewish historian Josephus, Samuel was about 12 years old when this happened. And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it tells us the story. We can read about the story of when God spoke to Samuel. So one night, it kind of goes like this. One night, Samuel, he's asleep, he's laying in bed, and he hears a voice call his name, "Samuel, Samuel." Well, Samuel thought it was Eli, the priest, so he gets up and he goes to Eli's room and he says, "I'm here, you called?" And Eli says, I didn't call you, go back to bed. You must have been dreaming or something. And again, while Samuel was lying down, he heard this voice call his name. So he gets up again and he runs to Eli and says, "I'm here. I heard you call my name." And again, Eli says, I didn't call you. Go and lie back down." So Samuel, he goes back to bed. He lies down again. And A third time, he hears a voice calling his name. This time he gets up and he runs to Eli and he says, I'm here. I know I heard you call my name. And it's at this moment that Eli realizes what's happening. And he tells Samuel that this is the Lord. So go back and lie down again. And if God calls you again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And so Samuel did just that. He went and he lied back down, and then once again, he hears a voice call his name. Samuel, Samuel. And Eli replies, Samuel replies. He says, speak, your servant is listening. And so God spoke to Samuel. And Samuel listened, and everything that God told Samuel, Samuel shared with Eli. And everything that God spoke to Samuel and said that would happen, it happened. And Samuel grew up, and he continued to listen. He continued to hear the Lord speak to him. And God revealed himself to Samuel, and God did many things through Samuel, and people knew that they could trust Samuel because he listened to God, and he did what God said. They knew they could come to Samuel for advice or for guidance or for help because they knew that Samuel listened to God, and he didn't hesitate to share what God shared with him. So if you ever hear from God, listen. And if you're not sure if it is from God, that's okay. Ask. Pray about it. Read your Bible about it. Talk to me or your pastor about it. Because it's okay to test out those words. As Scripture says in 1 John chapter 4, he says, beloved friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Ask, does it align with Jesus? Does it align with Scripture? Is it true? Is it good? Does it bear the good fruit of the Spirit? And if it not, then don't trust it. I'm going to guess that most of us haven't heard God speak out loud or directly to us. Many of us have, though, heard God speak to us in our spirit, in our heart, in our conscience. How often have we listened? How often have we ignored it? If you're not hearing from God and you want to, then I encourage you to spend some time reading scriptures and spend some time in prayer, because reading scripture is the easiest way to hear from God, because these are the inspired words of God. And the only thing better is to actually hear from the living Word of God himself. We know who that is, right? That's Jesus. John opens up his gospel explaining that Jesus is the Word of God. And then hearing from Jesus is exactly what happens to Nathanael in our scriptures today. Now, many of you may be wondering, who's Nathanael? He's obviously one of the disciples, but I really don't know much about him. Who is this guy? You know, in John, he's known as Nathanael, but in the Synoptic Gospels, he's called Bartholomew. And he is one of the 12 closest disciples who becomes an apostle. He's in Jesus' inner circle. Nathanael was a friend of Philip. And Philip was from the same hometown as Simon Peter and Andrew. And Philip and Andrew had both been disciples of John the Baptist until John tells them, there's the Lamb of God. And when Philip discovers Jesus, just like Kelly was telling us during the children's moment, he has to go tell his friend Nathanael. And Philip invites him to come and see the Messiah, the Christ, the one who was written about in the law and the prophets. And Nathanael hears this and he thinks, Gibberish. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? It's like it's that rival town. There's nothing good from there. But Philip says, come and see. Nathanael does. Now, it's interesting to notice that in the Gospel of John, the call of the disciples is a little bit different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when Jesus calls the disciples, he goes out and he finds them and he calls them and he tells them to follow me. Yet in John, the disciples discover Jesus. They come and see. In other words, they seek and they find him. And upon meeting him, upon finding him and meeting him and seeing who he is and seeing what he does, they find their calling to follow, to listen, to serve, and to lead. Nathanael is one of those who answers that call. Nathanael sees Jesus, and Jesus sees him, and Jesus knows him by name and calls to him, revealing who he is. Jesus is revealing who he is himself, and he's revealing Nathanael to himself, that he knows who he is, and he calls him to follow. And Nathanael heard, and he listened. And he questioned. And then he obeyed and followed. Now, Nathanael answered his call. And he's not as famous as some of the other disciples. We all know about Peter and Andrew and James and John and Thomas and Judas. We all know them. But Nathanael was there. He was there in the beginning when Andrew and Peter and James and John and Philip, when they were first called, Nathanael was there with them. And he was there with Jesus when Jesus fed the 5,000. He was there with Jesus when Jesus healed the paralytic and the leper and then raised Lazarus from the dead. And he was there with Peter and Thomas and James and John when they encountered Jesus after the resurrection and they all decided to go fishing. And he was there with the other 10, Peter and Andrew, James and John, Philip and Thomas, Matthew, James, Alphaeus' son, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, James' son, and the women and the brothers of Jesus. He was there with all them on that day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and gave them power. Nathanael was there, and he heard his call, and he answered by listening, and then by being present in the life of the disciples, by bearing witness to the miracles of Jesus, and by telling others about Jesus. See, according to the ancient Syrian church and the church historian Eusebius, Nathanael assisted Levi, who is also known as Matthew, in writing the Gospel of Matthew. And Eusebius credits Nathanael for bringing the gospel to the Armenians and then partnering with Matthew as they both headed off to India to share the gospel. And it was there that they both gave their lives as martyrs. Like Samuel and Nathanael, there were many who experienced a call by God and many others who didn't get recognized in how they answered the call, especially some of the women. Let's think about some of them. There was Mary, the mother of Jesus. She heard her call. She listened and obeyed, and she raised Jesus so that he could fulfill his destiny. There was Mary Magdalene, who heard her call, and she listened, and she was healed of her demons. And then she spent the rest of her life following Jesus and supporting his ministry and the other disciples. And there was also Mary, that we often know as the sister of Martha and Lazarus, who famously sat at the feet of Jesus. She heard her call. She listened. She obeyed and followed. But it's not just them. There are many others that Jesus calls. In fact, God sees us all and calls us to follow. Specifically, we are called to listen and obey and follow. Are you hearing your calling? Are you listening? Is your calling one where God found you or where you were seeking God? See, sometimes we're not looking for God when God finds us. Sometimes we're even running from God. We're avoiding God. We're trying to get away from God. We don't want God to find us. Yet when God does find us, God calls us and we are changed. We are transformed from the inside out, and we know that we have experienced something greater than ourselves, and we are transformed into something greater than anything we could ever be on our own. And we're able to do more than we're ever able to do on our own, because that's how God's grace works. It invites us into relationship with Jesus, into a deeper relationship with God, into the presence and power of a holy God. Sometimes, when we've been seeking God, we can be like Nathaniel. We might think, there's no way that God's involved in that or that God can be doing anything with that. And we can wonder, can God really be there? Can God really be involved in that? Would God really be in that place? Would God really do anything with that person? Would God really do anything in me? In you? Yes. Because that's how God's grace works. God is calling us all. It doesn't matter where you are or what you've been through or what you're going through or what you've done. It doesn't matter where you were hanging out last night or last week or last month. God was there with you that whole time, and God knows, and God knows you by name, and God is still calling you. Because that's how God's grace works. God is calling us all. Sometimes when we listen, we can hear God speaking to us, tugging our heart to come to Him. Sometimes we hear God speak in mysterious ways, helping us solve some of the problems in our life or with our family or at work or at school. Sometimes God gives us a creative way to solve a problem, and sometimes God shows us a simple solution that was right there in front of us the whole time. Sometimes God just reminds us that God is right there with us, with you. Sometimes when we listen to God, we're moved. Maybe like Nathaniel or like Samuel or one of the Marys in the Bible. Sometimes it's to be a prominent disciple. Sometimes it's to be somebody who leads a small group or goes into the ministry or teaches a Sunday school class or helps lead a mission. But sometimes maybe it's in the background. Maybe it's somebody who's supporting somebody else or helping or encouraging somebody else. Maybe it's somebody who's reminding or reassuring others of God's grace. And maybe it's simply your presence, just being right there, that comforting, non-anxious presence, or being that witness of helping others to see and to hear and to know what God has done and what God is doing. So can God really be calling you? Oh, yes. God is calling us all. So come and see, seek and find. Discover how God already knows you. Discover how God is calling you. Seek and find out how God knows you by name and is calling you to follow and to seek and to listen. And if you don't know God as the loving God who wants to transform your life, someone who loves you just as you are, but loves you too much to leave you as you are, then see me after the service, because I would love to tell you more of this good news. And if you feel God is calling you to make yourself a part of this church family, then see me after the service, because I would love to talk to you about what that means. But may we each hear God's calling on our life. May we listen and obey and follow. Amen.